Well, the subject of tonight's call is going to be all about aloe vera, which is one of our PHP products that we're very, very proud of and one of our top sellers. So we're going to give a little bit of background and education all about how aloe vera can be a great addition to your nutritional supplement regimen. And while we have a few moments before we officially get started, let me give the number for the replay line. We totally believe in education here at PHP, and so we try to make the education that we provide as easy as possible to re-access or pass it along to friends or family members. And we can, you can do that by asking them to call 212-461-8911 to listen to this call on the replay line. It will be posted there tomorrow, and it will play for 1 week. Also, we will permanently archive this call on our website, and you can find that at www.phporder.com, and it's under the Education tab, and then you go to Conference Calls, and you can listen to it right on your computer or download it to burn it on a CD or burn it onto your iPod, listen to it later. So we try to make it as easy and convenient as possible, again, to re-access this information.
Excellent. Well, why don't we go ahead and go into moderator mode and get started? I know we've got a lot of information to cover. I know that we're going to try to cover the information in right about 30 to 35 minutes tonight in respect for everybody's busy schedule. So let's go ahead and wind it up and let people know what we would like them to know about aloe vera.
Awesome. Well, I would like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night product education call. My name's Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products, and we're very lucky to have with us each and every week David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of PHP, and he just has a wealth of knowledge about whole food supplements and nutrition in general, and so we're just very blessed to have him share all the knowledge with us. So check out that website. There's so much knowledge archived in that conference call section. You'll really be amazed at all the things that we've talked about over the past year. But let's jump in right into tonight's subject, which is aloe vera. So Dave, welcome, and can you tell us what is aloe vera? Like, I know most people, if they're not familiar with nutrition, think of aloe vera on the aisle with, like, sunscreens and things like that. Like, if you get a sunburn, you buy aloe vera, and it kind of soothes the burn. But tell us if we don't, if for our listeners that may not know all about aloe vera, what it is and how it applies to nutrition.
Well, you know, the great part is that aloe vera is probably one of the most highly recognized herbs in the world because of, like you said, the fact that it, you know, that it is seen by so many people and has this history of helping, say, with sunburns or things like that. But aloe is actually a succulent. It is a cactus. It is native to northern Africa. It is actually one of the stemless plants. It is all leaves, and they're very short, either stemless or very short stem. And they're succulents. They grow to about 100 centimeters tall, and they spread by offset and root sprouts. The leaves, as you know, are thick and fleshy. They're green on the outside, and they're white in the middle. And they basically are now, you know, one of the, in my opinion, one of the most revered herbs on the planet. They are native to Africa, as we said, but they're typically found on every continent of the world today. I think that another thing to note is that while there are literally, I think, nearly 800 varieties of aloe vera, only one or two actually have any of the properties that we want, and one has them in higher amounts than the other. And so it's always important that when you have aloe, that you use the one that actually has the benefits that we're looking for.
Awesome, awesome. Well, in some of my research that I was doing today, I came across some other common names for aloe vera, one being lily of the desert, which I hadn't really associated with aloe. And another one was called elephant's gall, which I had never heard of that before. Have you?
Yeah, they're actually, those are, I had heard of those, and probably not in that great of a use any longer. That's more of a historical, some of the names that were used historically. For example, it was also called historically the potted physician, and that was a name that was given to it by none other than Hippocrates. And there are a number of I guess you could say traditional names or cultural names given to aloe vera, and that shows just how widespread its use was.
Exactly. Well, why don't you talk about or tell us a little bit about the history of aloe vera? I know you've touched on Hippocrates coined a name for it, and that it's, you know, got its roots in northern Africa, you know, from probably hundreds of years ago. But why don't you give us a little bit more history and background on the aloe?
What was the ear thing you said it was called again? That was interesting.
It's called elephant's gall.
Oh, elephant's gall. Okay. That's funny because I don't know what part of the elephant its gall is. But
yeah, I have no idea. I'd never seen that before. I was like, whoa, what's that?
That's funny. The funny thing about aloe vera is even though it originated on the African continent, the people who went to Africa on, you know, explorations and such, they quickly learned about it. And thousands of years ago, it began to spread from continent to continent. It may have been the first herb to be created for medicinal quality. And so the obvious use of it, use of it by Hippocrates has been noted. He called it the potted physician. He believed that every single house should have aloe vera in it, and so the reason why is because it has such a wide range of uses. It again be called the potted physician, and so as far back as Hippocrates, it was given that name. Now in modern times, it has been revered and used by cultures throughout the globe. And his sort of his belief that every household should have one is actually coming true. It's crazy how many people will tell you, well, I have aloe growing out in my yard.
Exactly. I know my
mom
did.
The promise is it's the right type. You need to make sure it is the right type.
Exactly. I think we're getting a little bit of interference or something on the telephone. There seems to be some static. But I hope everyone is able to hear. I know my mom had a plant of aloe vera for sure. It was in a pot, and she'd have to bring it in the garage in the winter so it wouldn't, like, freeze or something. And then it would go back out on the patio in the spring and summer.
Yeah, and if you want to know, make sure that you buy Barbadensis, Barbadensis. Barbadensis is the name, and it's Barbadensis Miller, if you want to get technical. And the one that works is Barbadensis Miller, and it is the most healing type of aloe vera, far, far more healing than any of the other types. And so when they said, well, we tested aloe, and it doesn't work for this, and we tested aloe, and it doesn't work for that, that is true, that not aloe does, all aloe does. But this particular variety has a phenomenal scientific, scientific history and background, and we are going to share some of that with you a little bit later in the call.
Well, why don't we actually jump right into some traditional uses or purported benefits associated with aloe?
Well, I think historically it's been known that when applied topically, it could help with skin conditions. It will help with sunburn, as you said, rashes, a lot of people are familiar with. You see a lot of creams, like you said, topically, that are found on the market that include aloe. You're also going to find it traditionally used for cuts and abrasions, typically surface abrasions and minor cuts. It is not for deep wounds because it actually you know, is far greater at working again on the minor cuts and abrasions because of the way that it works. It is not as effective on deep wounds when put on topically. And that way, in that time, you want to take it orally, and it's better for helping deep wounds heal. Also, it has been taken for indigestion to help ulcers to heal when drank internally. Any other traditional uses that you could think of, Amy, that you have heard of?
Maybe anti-inflammation?
Oh, for arthritis, absolutely. That's a great, that is a great one for sure.
Right, and then immune support and function.
Definitely. It is a tremendous immune booster. It's adaptogenic. It is right up there with things like green foods and ginseng as an adaptogenic immune booster.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit, you know, we talked about some traditional uses, but tell us what is some basic science? Why does the aloe vera work? Why does it seem so effective on so many things?
Well, one thing is aloe vera is one of the most enzyme-rich foods. Aloe vera has thousands of enzymes, and so it's able to trigger a lot of chemical reactions in the digestive respect. It also is highly alkaline, so it triggers chemical reactions in that way as well. It has an abundance of minerals, and so it's highly conductive, thus the alkalizing properties. But the real, I guess, the feather in the hat for aloe vera has to be the content of a very unique type of glucose compound called a mucopolysaccharide. Mucopolysaccharide are very, very unique compounds, and aloe vera happens to have them in abundance, more than any other food, by a long, long margin. And so, scientifically speaking, aloe vera is one of the most stressed foods because of the way it grows in typically depleted soil in a desert with a lot of sun beating down on it, you know, constantly, being denied water, being, you know, fed upon by all of the animals of the desert that need something to eat. And so they, you know, they're going to go to whatever is green. So it definitely endures a lot of stress. As a result of that stress, it creates a lot of those blocking, suppressing, and repairing agents that plants are so famous and that humans benefit from. So scientifically speaking, in a nutshell, polysaccharides, enzymes, the ability to alkalize, but there is going to be so much more.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's talk for a minute about the PHP aloe vera. We have a 40x or 40 times concentrate of aloe vera, and we feel that we offer the world's highest quality aloe vera juice concentrate that's grown without the use of chemicals, and it contains an abundance of valuable compounds that make aloe vera famous. And this 100% pure 40x aloe concentrate, it's so powerful that you only need a fraction of a teaspoon to add to your favorite juice or water, and that's enough to deliver the desired effect. So we want to touch on later, like, don't be fooled by those watered-down aloe vera products, and choose the strongest, most potent one so you're not shipping water around the country, or you're not just taking someone else's water with a little bit of aloe vera in it. That is what makes the PHP product so unique and so special, is that it's so concentrated.
And what Amy is alluding to is the fact that traditionally the aloe that you buy in the store that says it's 100% pure aloe, what they mean is, what that translates to is 0.5% aloe vera solid. And this is by law what aloe vera, which, see that the solids in aloe vera, the part that is valuable, the mucopolysaccharides, they're represented as aloe vera solids. And so what happens is some people will think that aloe vera gel has a lot of solids. Well, it does, but they're not aloe vera solids, so they're put in as an additive to make it thicken up. Real aloe vera juice is thin, like water. And real aloe vera juice, 100% pure aloe vera juice, is, by law, only required to be 1/2 of 1% aloe vera. Now, listen again, 1/2 of 1% aloe vera.
That means it can be 99.5% of something else?
Water.
Wow.
99.5% water or preservatives, and it says 100% pure aloe vera juice, which it is. It's just that 100% aloe vera juice only contains 1/2 of 1% aloe vera solids, which are the valuable part. That having been said, we remove the water until those solids are concentrated 40 times. So instead of 1/2 of 1%, there are, do the math, around 20%. And that's very, very, very potent, very, very, very good. And it is what we're, you know, dedicated to, is to bringing you the highest potency aloe vera on the market. The only aloe vera that is more potent would be an aloe vera powder that is what they make out of our aloe vera liquid is an aloe vera powder called 200X. Now, everybody has seen this aloe vera 200X. How do you get aloe vera 200X, Amy? Well, obviously, you remove 99.5% of the water. That concentrates that 0.5, right, by 200. 0.5 times 200 is what? 100%, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's what 200X aloe vera is just simply aloe vera without any of the water.
Without any of the water, exactly.
That is the story of why we call it aloe vera 40X. And if you want a liquid aloe vera, which many people do, otherwise you can't use it with all the topical applications and everything, right? Ours is the most potent you're going to get.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no other more potent variety on the market. Well, let's talk a little bit about, let's get into some more detailed science, and let's talk about the different types of polysaccharides that are contained naturally in the aloe vera. And the different types of polysaccharides seem to be associated with different potential benefits of what the aloe can do in the body. So would you like to start, or would you like me to read down the list that we prepared, or how would you like to proceed?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Why don't we go down the list, and as we go down there, let's try to identify some of those mucopolysaccharides we talked about. Remember I said there's 5 or 6 that have amazing benefits to the body, and as we go down, let's try to see if we could find those within these purported benefits.
Awesome. Well, the first one that always comes to mind is helps with wound healing, and that can include, you know, cuts and abrasions on the surface of the skin as well as ulcers and abrasions internally. So, do you want to expand on that a little tiny bit?
Aloe vera seems to have an astringent quality. It seems to cause the surface cells to sort of close up, you know, and tighten up, and to close off the pathways for, you know, viruses and bacteria and protozoa and different infectious, potentially infectious germs that might get in. And so aloe vera has an astringent quality. It tends to stop wound infections and wounds from getting infected. And it is because of the alkaline quality, and of course these the antiviral and antibacterial qualities that come again that are driven by that astringent nature of aloe vera.
Awesome. Now, what about we talk about this a lot when we talk about our like beauty sleep cocktail, or we talk about it in conjunction with skincare. We do the skincare shows that it helps increase basal carotenocyte activity. Well, before I'd ever heard you talk about that, I had no earthly idea what basal carotenocyte activity was. So can you explain to all the callers what that is and how the aloe vera helps that and why that's a good thing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, typically skin cells are what are called, they start at what's called the basal level, and they rise up from the basal level up to what they call the epidermal level, and that's where we could see them. That's on the surface. And the transit time between the basal level and the epidermal level is typically around 30 to 35 days. And during those 35 days, the cells accumulate damage as they're rising higher and higher and closer to the surface. And by the time they get to the surface, they may already seem worn out, tired, or aged. Well, what aloe vera does is it accelerates that to where those cells rise up in about 14 days. And that way they don't have as accumulated as much damage. They look younger, fresher, they glow, beautiful, you know, just gorgeous skin.
Awesome, and everybody wants that.
Absolutely, that's why the estheticians and cosmetologists are so really, really into our aloe vera.
Absolutely. Let's talk about how the aloe vera can help stabilize blood glucose.
Well, this is another one of the mucopolysaccharides. Now, the basal keratocyte activity is driven by a mucopolysaccharide, as is the ability to stabilize blood glucose. So there's different chains of mucopolysaccharides, and they act like enzymes in that they're able to trigger or suspend chemical reactions. And when there is one length of mucopolysaccharides within aloe vera that is very effective at helping stabilize blood glucose, and when you stabilize blood glucose, you reduce the need for insulin. When you reduce the need for insulin, you reduce the burden on the pancreas, and that is in turn going to reverse what's called insulin resistance, because you don't have the pancreas producing unnecessary insulin and the body not knowing what to do with it. So that is one of the primary benefits, in my opinion, of aloe vera. And anybody with diabetes, yes, it's very simple to use the green kamut and the activated barley, and that's going to help most people. But you add the aloe vera, and you're really, really adding another powerful tool in your battle against diabetes.
Awesome. And this is another one that is, I think, very powerful, that the aloe vera actually helps antioxidants dwell in the blood serum for a longer period of time. So I think that means, in more common or layman's terms, that you get more bang for your buck, basically, with the antioxidants that you're using if they stay in your body longer?
Well, you know what, Annie, you know what really excites me is that study from Tel Aviv University that showed that when you have, let's say, an antioxidant like melatonin in your blood, right, that you are not going to get breast cancer at the rate anywhere near the rate as women who don't have a higher level of melatonin in their blood, right?
Right.
So melatonin is an antioxidant. That's why I'm bringing this up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we go to the fact that Tel Aviv University went on to say that when aloe vera is present in the blood, that melatonin will reside for 3 times longer than it would otherwise reside. Now,
wow.
That is a serious, almost, how could I say it, life-changing discovery for many, many people. And I don't think that we can ignore that. I think it has to be really, really embraced.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's almost saying like you're tripling your protection.
And you're tripling the value of every one of the natural food-based antioxidants you put in your body.
Wow. Yeah, so that's what makes it such a perfect combination to mix it with the tart cherry or the apothecary juice,
which is loaded with melatonin, and by taking it at night, when you benefit from, you know, when you're fasting, you're not getting any additional nutrients in your body, so it's a great time to guarantee that all those antioxidants are suspended in your blood while you sleep, you know, instead of 3 hours, 9 hours. That's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about immune support and function. We don't give medical advice. We don't say anything cures cancer or anything like that. But I have heard and read that that aloe vera has been used for immune boosting support. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, there's a company in Canada that's gotten really famous for touting the benefits of glyconutrients. There's companies who talk about something called allomannan, which is one of those branches of mucopolysaccharides that are found. And they're charging a lot of money, and they isolate it, and they think that, oh, that's somehow better. Our aloe vera has a high concentration of mucopolysaccharides, and nobody has, like, some type of an exclusive on what's inside of aloe vera.
Right.
You know, and so what I'm trying to say is that, you know, they charge a lot for that, and I don't see any reason why you would not want all of the other benefits that are found in the rest of aloe vera. Why would you want to just isolate, you know, the allomannan, the one molecular weight of mucopolysaccharides? Why wouldn't you want all five or six molecular weights of mucopolysaccharides that aloe has to offer? So don't limit yourself is what I say.
I agree 100%, and that's sort of like our whole food philosophy, although we're not eating the whole leaf because you don't want that outer, you know, thick green portion. You want the inner filet, but it's the same principle. You want the whole complex that works synergistically together versus, you know, just isolating one little teeny piece of it.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is that what Amy pointed out was that traditionally people thought aloe vera was only useful as a laxative. And the reason why is because they would take the entire aloe vera leaf, and that would include aloin. Aloin is the green part of the aloe vera, not the skin, but inside of the skin going toward the center, it gradiates. It's like darker green, lighter green, lighter green, then it's white or clear. And so it's the clear part that's beneficial from a traditional medicinal standpoint. But the green part causes your bowels to sort of cramp up and makes you go potty. And so most people thought of aloe vera as basically being a laxative for that reason. But when you remove the laxative effect and go to the middle portion that's, you know, more of a therapeutic, that's when you start to see these benefits that Amy and I are talking about. Is that what you were alluding to?
That's awesome. I was more saying, you know, why would anybody want to just take that aloe mannan or just that one little tiny piece, you know, why extract it from the whole? But I was explaining that it's not a whole food supplement in the normal, you know, sense of that, because we don't, you know, consume the outer portion like what you were just explaining.
Exactly. The nice part is that our aloe vera is actually grown organically in Barbados. It's grown on the largest organic aloe vera farm in the world, 10,000 acres. And because of that, we're able to take the oldest and the lowest leaves on the plant, which means they're large, and they're on the lower part, which means they've developed the longest. They have the most of that beneficial center part that we are talking about. And so we could be very proud of the quality of aloe vera. It is, unfortunately, it's not processed in a certified organic facility in Barbados, but it is absolutely grown organically, and it's never, ever grown with chemicals or anything of the like.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's talk about the plentiful amount of enzymes in the aloe vera, and why that it's also been you know, traditionally used and known for healthy digestion or for fighting indigestion.
Well, there are a lot of enzymes in aloe vera that are in fact very, very fast acting. It's some of the fastest acting enzymes that you'll see, and for that reason, if you are suffering from an episode of gastric, you know, sort of, I don't know, what would you call it, Amy? Distress, I
guess?
Yeah,
gastric distress.
Yeah,
that feeling after you.
GERD is another, you know, medical term for it, but we don't want to give medical advice. But, you know, this type of gastric reflux and stuff, it can be very painful. And if you want it soothed right away, think of the multiple benefits of aloe. First thing, that red inflamed esophagus. Well, we know that aloe helps heal, like, wounds and abrasions, right?
Correct.
It's anti-inflammatory, which is why it helps so well with arthritis. Am I jumping ahead there? I'm sorry. It is it has, and it's strong enzyme, and it's alkalizing, so it's going to neutralize the acids. It's going to stop dissolving the esophagus, because it's going to soothe the red swelling, red abrasions and scrape on the esophagus that's caused by that bouncing up of the acids. And so, literally, what could be more effective against these conditions in a multiple fashion from nature, and combined with green food, it's the perfect combination.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you could combine it with green foods. You could also just put it in water, is that correct, and drink it?
And you know that I just squirt it in my mouth and gargle because it's so great at eliminating plaque and helping with receding gums and bleeding gums. Because it heals the skin, stimulates the uptake of oxygen, circulation, So, I just like it full strength, but I know that on the bottle it says not to do that, but I just squirt it in my mouth and gargle.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's another one. Oral health, dental hygiene and oral health, it's been a traditional use or reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I brush my teeth with it a lot. I just squirt it in my mouth, and I just vigorously brush my teeth. And my mouth feels unbelievably refreshed, like nothing anything you've ever used.
Exactly, exactly. Well, some other kind of practical uses are using it, men or women, using it as an aftershave, whether you're shaving your legs or shaving your face. It's a wonderful aftershave because sometimes there's some abrasion, and stuff.
I've never had an ingrown hair since I've been using it, Amy. Never had an ingrown hair since I've used it. All the razor burn is immediately gone.
Exactly.
It's just incredible. It really is.
Exactly. Also, you can use it as an astringent after you wash your face. It's very astringent. So you can put a couple of drops on a cotton ball and, swab it over your face, and it makes a wonderful astringent.
Not quite sure. This is a girl thing, obviously. but I'm going to agree with her. It's a wonderful astringent, ladies.
Well, and it's also, if you have a pimple, it's great, to dab a little on a cotton ball and do that too. It will help that acne or that pimple heal as well.
Remember, the astringent qualities are the reason it helps wounds heal as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the same thing, like cuts, abrasions, and burns. You can, put a few drops in your hand and smooth it on, or put it on a cotton ball and dab it over the cut or abrasion or burn.
Now, what about, I don't shave legs, but have you ever, is that something you could do it with, after shaving legs?
Yeah, after you shave your legs, yeah. If you, definitely, you could use it on your legs or your underarms, just like a man would on his face after shaving his face to prevent, the razor burn or the heat rash, the little red bumps that come up sometimes after shaving.
Oh, I've got a use that I've recommended to a lot of people with great, great success. And those are people in the drier climates who report that our moisturizing complex is a little too thick for them. And I tell them just add one drop of aloe to their moisturizing complex in their hands as they apply it. And they tell me that is just the absolute best solution, and it just contributes to, everything the moisturizing complex is doing anyway.
Oh,
the aloe that helps to beautify and heal the skin.
Exactly, definitely, definitely. It thins it out, makes it easier to smooth across the face.
Mm-hmm. Now, babies who have diaper rash? I think that's an important reminder for you moms out there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, you can mix this with some coconut oil and put it right on the affected area. The coconut oil and the aloe mix together, they get drawn in. You could add a little bit of our hyaluronic acid, which is completely free of anything that could harm your baby, no preservatives, and so you could put that in. It has alpha lipoic acid, which is an antioxidant. So very, very, very multiple uses for the aloe vera in different applications and different concoctions in combination with platinum or other things that you've been using on a cotton swab to clean your ears and things like that could also be recommended. I wanted to make sure that we cover the fact that aloe vera helps suspend antioxidants. It helps to beautify the skin. It helps to stabilize blood glucose. It helps the body to create a condition that is defensive against cancer. It definitely is going to help wounds heal internally, things like ulcers and other, internal healing that needs to take place is really, really important for the gastric reflux. Arthritis is a very important issue. The anti-inflammatory compounds are the other mucopolysaccharides. So the wide uses of aloe vera give credence to that potted physician name, if you think about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, from all the things you just named, I mean, that's why it's so, quote, adaptogenic. It will help where your body needs the help.
What do we talk about? Superfoods, right, Amy? We talk about out of the 10,000 plants that grow on this earth that you and I are going to go out and we're going to find the top 50, the top 100 out of those 10,000. And we're going to bring them to you in their purest form and in their highest potency and in a way that is going to build a bridge between the benefits of foods that might not be available to you and the conditions or the need that you have would have been deficient. So we're building a bridge between your need and these herbs and these products, and we hope that that's something you can see that we're dedicated to. We are not practicing medicine. We're not the ones who said that aloe heals. We're not the ones who went out and did all of this research. We're not the ones who are growing it. We're doing nothing more but seeking out, finding the very best, and delivering it to you. We just found this research and shared it with you. There's a lot more than this. There's reams and reams and reams of research about aloe vera. Just make sure you have the right variety. Make sure it's in process without chemicals. Make sure that it's in the highest potency. Make sure it's from a company you could trust, because there's no doubt that aloe is what it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dave, for all that really awesome information once again tonight. That pretty much brings us to the end of our agenda that we had put together. Did you have any final comments or anything that you wanted to add?
I think the only thing is something that you alluded to already. We see all those aloe products in those gallon bottles, and we have to ask ourselves, in a world where we believe we're green, it's finally taking place, do you understand what dim weight is? Dim weight is dimension plus weight. And when you take a gallon of water, the dimension plus the weight is a very high number. When you take our aloe vera, the dimension and the weight is a very low number. The higher the number, the greater impact it has on the environment, the more space it takes up on a truck, the more fuel it takes to haul, the more plastic it takes to surround it. Those are all ecologically wasteful, not to mention from the standpoint of quality. So from that perspective, don't buy a gallon of aloe vera, man. Buy our 4 ounces of aloe vera and know that those 4 ounces are as potent as your gallon, and you've made a positive impact on the environment. That's probably my final statement, Amy. I know that you probably have some final words as well, so I'd like to invite you to give us your final comments. Maybe we know what the testimonials we get are just unbelievable. If you've used the product and you'd like to give a testimonial, do that first, then we'll have the questions. But if you just want to say that you've used it and let people know how you feel about it, please do that. And then we'll have maybe 5 minutes total for testimonials and questions. Is that okay, Amy?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, no, I use the aloe vera all the time. I've used it topically. I've used it as an astringent. I use it regularly with my cherry juice. That is my favorite way to consume it internally, is just to put a teaspoon in with my cherry juice that I drink at nighttime. So I think it's great, and I do use it and will use it, on a continuing basis.
Awesome. Yeah, I use it every day, Amy. It's absolutely one of the things I travel with everywhere I go. I have to pack it in my suitcase because it's not 3.4 ounces.
Right, it's 4.5 ounces. It's over the limit.
But nonetheless, I always take it with me. I always give people squirts. They love it. And I just encourage everybody to use it. And if people want to re-listen to this call, assuming that our lovely company got it right this time.
Right. I know we've been having some trouble with the recordings on some of the last conference calls, but hopefully they do get it right this time, and hopefully it will be available starting tomorrow on the replay line that you can access by calling 212-461-8911. And then we will also post it on our website. We'll permanently archive it there. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a web link to make it really easy to forward this information along to anyone in your contacts list.
And remember, if it's not barbadensis, it's not the right variety. And if it doesn't say 40X, it's not the right brand.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's, I will open up the lines if there's any questions out there tonight. Any questions for Dave?
Yes, I'd like to know how long is the shelf life of the aloe vera?
You know, I have to tell you that I have the Oasis here, and I took some aloe vera up there about 3 years ago. And I put it in my closet, and I forgot about it. And I was cleaning out the closet the other day. I went up, and I said, oh, I wonder how this is. And I opened it up. I smelled it. It seemed fine. I ended up drinking almost the whole bottle over the course of 4 days. And I thought it was absolutely as potent as it tasted and seemed as effective as it always has been. I think officially the shelf life we put on is 2 years. Is that correct, Amy?
I believe so, yes. I did want to say, or I have a question, actually, it comes up often, so I'd like for you to address it, Dave, is that sometimes once you put the aloe vera in the refrigerator, which we do recommend doing after you open it, that there seems to be some type of, like, crystalline structure at the bottom or little crystals. Explain what that is, if it's normal.
Actually, you do not need to refrigerate the aloe.
Okay.
Because it can't be cross-contaminated. That's why we have it in a squirt bottle, so there's no chance of anything getting into it. It's so alkaline that it doesn't support, just like our ionic elements doesn't need a preservative.
Ah.
The aloe is so alkaline that it doesn't support things that grow in it.
Ah,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so that when you refrigerate it, you cause those solids that we talked about.
Right, exactly.
To sort of stick together. Yeah, so what I do is I love those little solid parts. I chew them and put them in my smoothies because I figure, hey, you know, nature just made 200X for me.
Exactly. That is so funny, so don't waste it.
Heck
okay.
No. Remember what we said about the 200X? That's all you've done is make it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, that's cool. And so basically, just to recap, you're also saying that once it's open, you do not have to refrigerate it? Is that what I'm hearing?
I never have.
Okay, I usually do, so I'll take it out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, because I don't like those little chunky.
Yeah, no, I don't either. They're very potent tasting.
They are very potent. Oh, they're so awesome.
Okay, let's see if there's any other questions out there. Any other questions tonight for Dave?
Or Amy. Any testimonials about using the aloe vera that anybody would like to share with us?
Okay, well, it looks like there's not any...
I have a question.
Okay.
What is the actual amount you should take? Like if you're mixing it with the cherry juice, is it... Because you had said before a fraction of a teaspoon?
Actually, what she means is you can use a fraction of a teaspoon and still have an effect, but I like to have about a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon each serving. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, I usually do a teaspoon with 2 tablespoons of the cherry.
But even a drop on a cut or an abrasion goes a long way. Like 2 drops on your face while you're putting on the moisturizing complex goes a long way. So a fraction of a teaspoon definitely is extremely potent. But as far as taking it therapeutically, I like at least a half to a full teaspoon.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is that the same with you, Amy?
Yeah, exactly. I agree there 100%. And it says, actually I was just reading the label. It says dilute 1 teaspoon into water, juice, or any beverage and drink.
But Amy, you were accurate about the fraction of the teaspoon statement, because there's so many applications that you would use less than, like brushing your teeth or something.
Right, absolutely. Like it says, use 1 to 2 undiluted drops on cuts, burns, or rashes. Yeah, and absolutely, like 1 drop to brush your teeth, or 1 drop mixed with the moisturizing cream for your face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Okay. If there's a patient on Coumadin, can she have aloe vera?
On Coumadin?
Yes.
Aloe vera increases the effectiveness of Coumadin, and it is smart to talk to your doctor. It's nothing dangerous, but have him monitor it and make sure, but he'll probably bring down your use of it, you know, as much as even half.
Yes.
From what I've heard. So don't be afraid to work with your doctor, tell him you're taking aloe, and you may be able to, you think you might be able to reduce your intake of Coumadin.
Okay, I'll let her know that.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
I have a testimony.
Okay, hi, is this Lori?
You see that I wasn't able to because I have a client in my room, so I was actually sharing and giving the information about the Platinum Health because I'm doing some treatment in her, but I said you need insight, so I put her in the Camutin and Zyme Advantage and probiotics and aloe vera, and I gave her the information, so I let her to listen a little bit of the class, and I couldn't get in. But I really love aloe vera. I sent it to my sister, and I think she was having a little bit of ulcer or some kind of digestive problems. And then after a while, and she said, you know what? That's tough, you know, because she was using the aloe from Platinum Health. And I use it, and I love it so much because when I had my lot of dental work and then just some implants and all that, and when they have to redo the surgery, I start doing every night like aloe vera, 1 teaspoon with the ionic elements and then the zeolite, the fulvic zeolite. And I mix it and I kind of make it like a little swishing around the mouth. And then when I went the next time to the dentist, like was a month ago or so, I said, wow, this looks great. Everything was great, you know. So since that is great,
wow,
and great and great. So then I know that everything that they create and Amy and then they say is the truth and only the truth. And for that I love Platinum Health, and I don't have enough words to appreciate and to be grateful to you for doing such an amazing product and amazing classes always.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Flory, you were quoted in a magazine article about the Oasis Retreat. I'll send you a copy, okay?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward. I didn't know that I'm there.
Cool. Any other questions or testimonials?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question.
Okay, sure.
My doctor, she comes from Europe, and she said she was looking for with aloe vera that they used to use to inject the people. Is yours good for that or not?
That is not something I'm going to say.
No.
Yeah, we can't give medical advice.
Where could she get it? She's looking for a source.
Oh, that's just something she's going to have to find out for herself. It is possible that she might be able to use ours. We just couldn't comment on that.
Right.
Well, maybe the company that you get it from, she could check with them.
Well, why don't you give me a call tomorrow, and I'll see what I could do.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Well, any other questions tonight?
This will have to be the last one.
Okay.
Well, I know that, Amy, we should be very happy. I checked, and we had, about 50, 60 people who came on the call tonight, and considering how busy everybody is, I think that that's commendable.
Absolutely.
I want to thank all of you for having joined us tonight, and most importantly, from Amy and I, from the bottom of our hearts, we want to wish you a safe, a peaceful holiday season filled with love and filled with the understanding that we are here for a purpose, and that purpose is to learn to love, to help each other. And I think that because you're you know, loving yourself, you're trying to help yourself to be healthier, you're trying to help yourself to purify your body. And when you purify your body, you purify your mind. But with your mind, then you're able to experience that purity of spirit as well. And so I really believe that all of you have made Amy and my year so much better for having been part of our family. I hope that if we don't see each other, hear from each other again until next year, if you're not able to make our next call, we want to again tell you how much we do appreciate you, how much we're looking forward to 2008, and thank you once again for everything you have done to make 2007 a fantastic year for us.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Dave, and thank you for that. Hey, yes, and I agree 100% with everything you said. So I want to wish everybody, I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and we look forward to being back with you next week.
Next Wednesday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thank
Bye.
You.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Good night.
Good night.
And a happy new year.